sometimes we allow things to get out of shape. And when they do, it's really part of our process to be aware of what's going on. When you drive your car, you've always got a sixth sense about the state of the car. If you start hearing a funny noise, often the passengers don't hear it, but as the driver you say, what's that noise? And you might stop and go and look, or you might just pick it up and take it to the garage and say, there's a funny noise, not a usual noise. We service our cars, we fill them up, we check them, we clean them. We don't do the same to our lives. We don't tend to check our lives out. We don't tend to check our relationships. We tend to just run them and run them and run them and run them and run them. And when we run out of petrol, they run out of steam. Then we have a crisis. And this doesn't only go for marriage relationships, it's all relationships. We tend to think that relationships are self-sustaining. But actually, it's the other way around. Relationships are what we're here for. Relationships are the work of our lives. We're here not to earn money, to get bread, to keep ourselves alive. We're here to make our relationships optimal. When Jesus left us with one commandment, love one another, he was really saying, relate. Relate well.